Welcome. Parsha Balak, Parak of Gemma Pasagud, one of Bilam's tefilos, was that he tells Hashem, Tamot Nafshi Mot Yisharim, Tiachriti Kamohu. He wants to die the death of Yisharim. In other words, he wants to die like the Tzadikim, like the Avos, like a good Jew dies. That doesn't mean that there's not terrible things that Jews don't die of all the time, because there are. But he was pleading to have a death like he saw many Jewish tzaddikim having, what we refer to as mitat neshika. So Chafetz Chaim comments, he says, you know, Bilam didn't want to live his life as a religious Jew. He just wanted to die the death of religious Jew. And he says the Jewish life, it's not a bush of roses. It's there's all sorts of thorns, and I guess roses have thorns too, but there's a lot of thorns, and you have to deal with all sorts of things that you're not supposed to do, that you're supposed to do, that you're not allowed to do, this you can eat, this you can't eat. There's a lot of complications for somebody looking in from the outside. Wow, you know, all sorts of things are involved in being a religious Jew. He says, when it comes to death, the believing proper Jew, the person who lived his whole life as a religious Jew, death is actually not so scary for him. Because he realizes, you know, we have Hasharat HaNefesh and Schar Va'onesh, and all the things that we believe in as religious Jews make, a timely death not something to be something so scary, but rather part of what happens in our lives, in our world. And well, that's only from having lived the life as a religious Jew. So here comes Bilam, and he goes, hey, I want to die the death of a religious Jew. You want to die the death of a religious Jew, then you should be living the life of a religious Jew. So in the Chafetz Chaim's Lashon, and you get to hear me break my teeth over his Yiddish, where it says, nit kein kunst zu starben ve'yid. Der Greister Kunst is ois zu leben alle Jahren v'yid. It's not a big deal to die as a Jew. The big deal is to live all of one's years as a Jew. That's what the Chafetz Chaim's message to the Bilams out there in the world is. As in, oh, you think it's, you know, wow, you know, they died with Mita Neshika. They died that way. That's the death I want. You know what's the bigger kunst is to have to live all your life as a Jew. To have to live keeping Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras Mishpacha and Hilchos Lashon Hara and all the sets of mitzvahs that control our daily lives, and having to wake up for Shacharis in the morning and guard our eyes from inappropriate things, and guard our ears and guard our tongue. And that's what the living life as a Jew about. You're focused on the death. The bigger chiddush is to live all your life as a Jew. In the footnotes, he tells that one time somebody was complaining to him about his Parnassus situation. That he said, it's hard for me to live because, I don't have enough money. So the Chafetz Chaim says to him, again in Yiddish, as a shver zu leben, get the mitvat zu leben, vanishoel, and then he says, and I asked him, what's a starbin is the mitvas? So it's hard to live not with what to live, and there's what to die with. In other words, the idea is that you're supposed to live and not be focused so much on your parnasa. You should be focused on living a life of meaning, living a life of Torah and mitzvos. He says, you know, we talk about ate this and ate that. L'chol zman amar hachacham, mikol adam, ate laledet, ate lamut. It never says ate lechiot. So there's no time to live. Chaim kok tzarim, hashanim cholfot, v'vrot kol kach maher, achlan zman lechiot. Who has time to live? You're busy doing. You're busy trying to accomplish everything that you're supposed to come to in life. And as an added word, he said that Chazal tell us in the Gemara Shabbos that the chotem of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, his stamp, his seal, is emet. So we know that in order to make a stamp or seal, so the seal is actually printed backwards. And then you put it in as an imprint into the wax or whatever, or the ink, and then it prints the right way on the page or in the wax. So he says, but if you look at the seal, it's backwards. So some of the letters are symmetrical, and, you know, your mind is used to it. You might be able to figure it out. So he says that's what their big challenge in the world is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts his seal on this world. He created the world, Bereshit Bara Elokim. Last word, you know, letters are MS. That's what Chazal tell us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's seal is MS. What does it mean? He made this world with MS. So you have to, he made this world, and everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of telling you, I run this world, I'm in charge of this world. So some people look at it and they see the backwards letters and it doesn't make any sense. Who made this? Who's in charge? What's going on? I want to do what I want. Some people are wise enough to be able to see these letters and be like, oh, it's I figured it out. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And those are the people able to live their life the right way, and because they realize, and then they're makir, the chaytim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they can live their life that way, and then they've done the big deal of living their life as a Jew, which is a bigger deal than dying as a Jew. And that's the message that Bilam didn't have. Bilam just looked, oh, look at this nice death. What about what you have to do in order to get to that point? So the focus shouldn't be on the nice death. The focus should be on the bigger deal of living our lives as a Yehudi Ma'amin, Jew who fulfills the words of the Torah and keeps its mitzvos. Shkach.